Blog Talk Radio.
A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Jordan, and I am the host for the show. Today, A Theory of Parenting would like to discuss with our audience a new project that we've worked on this week, this month. At the top of the month, we have our first quarter newsletter, and we wanted to discuss the building and the development of a newsletter, key components, just in case you're, you know, up-and-coming, prominent parent or a teen who's establishing their own business or a blog or anything of the kind that requires a newsletter. We just wanted to tell you about creating a newsletter. So today we're going to discuss points of creating a newsletter, and then we're going to talk about what we've created and what we've added in our new newsletter. For the first 6 months of the year, we decided to go two halves, which would be 6 months, so it will be from January until June, and then from July to December, so we can do another one at the end of the year to see about our progress and to talk about future products and future ideas. Now, today we wanted to start with some info, so we're going to go ahead right into that. We did some researching, and we found a title called Marketing with Newsletters. Again, that's Marketing with Newsletters by Elaine Floyd. And this is an interesting book because it explains key components that should be in a newsletter. It tells you to ask yourself questions about what type of newsletter you're trying to create. So you either can make a promotional newsletter based on marketing and trying to reach your target market, or you can make a news-based newsletter, which would just give news about your business, industry, blog, or a field of study to make sure that our product was related. And what we put in our newsletters was basically product articles, and that's what we decided to use. We found it. There was a question number two: is the newsletter going to be useful or helpful as far as the information that it contains? Can you use the information, or is it just helpful information to have it to know? We circled it would be useful because we are product based, and by being product based, that means useful because not only can you use the information that's in the newsletter, but there are products that are useful outside of just the news as the information media as in itself. So into that, it will be a functional newsletter, not only just information based about key ideas and concepts, but you also would have a useful newsletter where there's also that type of information, and then it's product based after that. So then there's more products with more causes, issues, and topics to discuss and use. You have other products from A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Jordan, and I'm here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing key components in a newsletter, creating a newsletter, and then we're going to talk to you about our newsletter that we have for the first 6 months of this year, 2016. We created newsletters in the past. We studied other research. We've talked about them. We told you what we included. And this time we want to tell you a little bit more information about what's in our newsletter. Now, a key component in the newsletter is to make sure that it links back to your industry, your blog, or to your company. So that's the usefulness of a newsletter to keep marketing your overall business. Okay, and then the next key point, it was to make sure your newsletter conveys a sense of purpose. Now, what is the purpose of your newsletter? To link the blog or your business to some information type literature and media to explain more about who you are and what you do, and to let you know what the purpose, the cause, or the advocacy is for, okay? And so number five was to give reason your blog is worthy or nice. Now, you want to tell you that you have a cause or that you have a good product, and that's the reason that your blog is worthy or nice and that you're giving out information and that you're helping your community, okay? And so you want to make sure that your newsletter is attractive with the heading, that it gives assurance that you are linked to your blog. It gives assurance that you are continuing to communicate with your audience. Don't forget to say that it supplies a need. If you have a need to create a platform for communication between parents with bonding efforts like, you know, literature, books, and products, then you're going to go ahead and say that you're supplying that need through poetry, books, music, any type of bonding effort that, you know, in communicating with your family. Okay, and make sure that you have a product that delivers. Make sure that your newsletter delivers the product, and also make sure that if it's product driven, and make sure that it delivers the information if necessary, and make sure that you use different subheadings and different paragraphs to discuss different types of, you know, the departments that you may have in your particular business or blog. Okay, don't forget that the newsletter promotes, so you can make it attractive, you can make it creative, and you can make it chronicle, you can make it, you know, any way that you think that will be most best for you to promote your business. Don't abandon your newsletter, your blog, your business after people donate and vote for you or either join your business. So all about your newsletter, it links back to your original point, your original purpose. It links back to your product. It links back to, you know, establishing and promoting your business. It tells everyone that you are trying to, you know, just promote your ideas, promote what you've done, and, you know, show that you are an information network to your community. So once people get involved, don't, like, say, I've been in service 1 year, I've received, you know, $100 donation from, you know, one of a community member, and then after you receive your $100 donation, in the second year you went out of business, you didn't do anything with the donation, and you basically, you know, went under and kind of like kept the donation and didn't do anything for the community. A lot of people like to see that the donation was used and their name was promoted. So a lot of times there's always a listing in your newsletter, in your magazine, in your company business paperwork to the state. You have to tell who gave you donations so that you can get a refund for that, and you have to give them a refund slip as well, which would be a tax slip. And that way they will get their money back from the state. So a lot of times when it says don't go under when you need to go under, that's up to you. But the book at that point promoted that, you know, if you get donations, tell about the person that donated and then highlight their name somewhere and make them important. But you can do that if you need to, and most people do. But we're going to go on to say that the money that they're worrying about you spending on yourself, remember, when you write that donation slip, remember that. When you write the donation slip, they put it in their tax returns, and the money is returned back to them. So it was just that small investment that's coming right back. You have to wait for a while, and then you get your money. So there's no way for no one to decide that what your business can and cannot do and who owns your business. You can't own through a donation because a donation is a tax write-off. And then as soon as you get your tax, your money back, then you can't tell anybody how to run their business. So make sure you know that. My name is Tammy Jordan. We're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about creating newsletters and also about the Theory of Parenting's new newsletter. That's for the first 6 months of this particular year, 2016. Now, the next key point in the book was to show that you offer more than one level of expertise. So with this, if you are a blog like A Theory of Parenting, you probably want to let people know that you have, you know, post everything that you have. And boasting is not boasting for boasting purposes, but it's also to let people know that they can find literature, they can find information, they can find products on you in more than one place. So if you're at Amazon, let them know that you have more books at Amazon. If you're at Facebook and you can there and you have information and you're boosting there and you have products there, let them know that you have products there. If you are doing other works outside of that, music, let them know where your music is available. They like to know that you're a diverse company. Okay, so provide the information that's necessary was another point. growth will bring increase. So the more that you have, the more that you bring in people, you have people that, you know, target you for your music. You have people that target you for your poetry. You have people that like you and target you for your literature. So either way you're going, include key factors in your newsletter, unless it's a newsletter based on one product and you want it to promote one particular at a time, then that way you can, that's also something that was in the book as well. But for more diversified businesses that do smaller articles on each product, then it was recommended that you do multiple products, okay? So you're here at the Theory of Piano Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing key points for a newsletter, and we wanted to let you know that we've created our newsletter for the first half of 2016, and these are some of the key points that we have already used. So don't forget to add future plans. If you have a new book coming out in the future, more music, you're a songwriter, you have more music that you're going to create, and you know, you have more music that's coming out, then you can put that about future plans. We did a video on Unconditional Love. And I think it was Lord Have Mercy on Me, I'm sorry, Unconditional Love, we used the picture of Mikel and I, the Blog Talk Radio picture. But on Lord Have Mercy on Me, we actually used the video, and we have it posted at YouTube just in case you want to look. And there the video gives all types of detailing, and it details the things that we're talking about. We gave a list of our donors. They gave us donations. We also gave them in places that we've donated to, and we gave we didn't receive donations yet. That's a correction. We actually said places that we've donated to, where we've donated to, and we also gave listings of our future products and current products and things that we've completed already. So that it's still very functional because we have maybe one or two items that hasn't been complete as of yet, and we still have everything to do with that one product. But to let you know that if it's 13 things there that we said we would do from the beginning of our show to third year in our show, we completed almost 11 or 12 of those products, and so we should be, you know, very concurrent with, you know, our future plans this year. So that's just an update. Okay, and ask how to make things better. Once you get into your audience, once you get into your, you know, delivery of your newsletter, once you start to give your co-creators, your, you know, board members newsletters, don't forget to ask the market and ask the developers how to make things better. Some people do certain projects, some people do other projects. Some people add input some ways, and other people add input other ways. Don't forget to ask them for their creative advice so that you can go ahead and make things better for operation. There's an acronym here in the book, and it's called NEWS, N-E-W-S. Now, don't forget to include in your newsletter your name, who you are, and don't forget to entice, which will be the E in NEWS, and tell people what you provide, and that is the enticement. Don't forget to use written words and how to and let people know how your service works. So you can use a lot of pictures and say what you've done, but written words sometimes help you know exactly what's going on. So we've, you know, did our first year, and we did our second year and our third year of service, and in our booklets to talk about the show, we showed a lot of pictures, and we put captions under them, the names of the buildings and things, but we also did show titles in the front so that you can follow along with the show titles, and the show titles will mention, you know, the pictures, so therefore you would know what the pictures mean by the show title, and if you wanted to use our archives at A Theory of Paranormal Blog Talk Radio, you would understand the whole show and then know what the pictures mean as well. So that's the written words and how to, the service works. F will be to sell. What your actions, what actions you take. You can also boost at Facebook. You can also sell on different sites. You can use pricing, and you can also decide when you're making archives. Sometimes people make archive and they're not interested in the most selling because it's interesting to have a blog that will turn into a nonprofit, and at that point you will have a history on your blog, and therefore at a later date, you know, sales will be more important. Okay, my name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at A Theory of Parenting. We're going through step 7 and says demonstrate capabilities through service and products to reach your goal established on virtue. So our goal is established on virtue. We have products that are virtuous. We have, you know, poetry that helps the bonding factor with parents. We have a gospel album, gospel songs. And then we also have a book that, you know, talks about staying in school. So those are some of the products that we have and that we, you know, created for the capabilities that we have. So the next step we have is 8, discuss development of products, how you develop your products, how they came to be, and why. Basically, our products are for the advocacy of parents and teens and their bonding efforts, and also to promote the creators of Ethereal Parent on Blog Talk Radio. 9 says, feature the service you offer to the community if going nonprofit. So if you're going nonprofit, talk about your features and your services to the community, because in your newsletter, that will let the people know how to come after you and what to come after you for, and they won't come after you for the wrong thing. If you're an association, don't forget to tell people that you have meetings and events all the time and you associate with all the right people in your association, and they can look forward to events and meetings. Depending on what you're doing, what kind of business you have, let them know what's available, and that's, you can do that at your website as well. Okay, number 10 was how the product works. Tell each product. So if you have a lot of products, you need to mention them and tell them how they work and how they're a benefit to your community. Anytime you're bonding with your family, anytime you're bonding with your kids and your mom or your pops or your family at large, bonding efforts are benefits. So therefore, getting to know each other better, working together to create products in the real world, those are all techniques that, you know, help the family and also are, you know, turns to business. So number 11 is, talk about your target market. Families is our target market. We talk to parents, we talk to teens, we talk to families. So that's our target market. We're not interested in anybody else. We're interested in teenagers. We're interested in people who have kids. We're not interested in toddlers. We're not interested too much in, you know, preteens, because our show is about 13 to 16 is one PG rating. And then we also have, you know, shows sometimes that, you know, might mention other things, and we have had shows with R ratings, you know, about rap and different things like that. So we don't want, you know, babies 9 and 10 years old saying, you know, things that they hear on the show. So we are driven to our target market. You're at Ethereal Parent on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing how to create a newsletter, key components, and we're also letting you know that we've created our newsletter for 2016 for the first half of the year, and we're going to do a second half in July or probably in December to, you know, end out our year, and we'll start our year and then end our year. So another key component was tell how to get more information on products. So if you have a web link or if you have a blog or if you have business cards or if you have a phone number, don't forget to put contact information. Number 13 was give visuals when necessary. If you have a, you know, book and it's going to have a certain page, or if you have a Facebook icon, or if you have anything that links to your business, then you should get that icon or that particular picture visual available to your audience so they'll know how to identify you. Number 14 is develop articles around the existing products. So if you have existing products, that helps to structure your business and give a foundation. So don't forget to develop your articles around your existing products so that everything is not non-tangible, okay? And if you want to tell about how to link back to your blog, it's always good to give information on your creators and their profiles. And if you wanted to contact me or Markel, our co-creator, my son, you can go to LinkedIn.com, and there are professionals there, working people there, and, you know, they have information on us. Okay, so in the newsletter as well, you can give samples of your products. You can talk about your literature, give portions of your literature. You can talk about workshops, give comparisons to other products or past products that you've created. Also, you can give tips on how to, you know, develop or how to create any, like, you know, craft that you may be using in your you know, program as well. Whatever you decide, there's tips available, and you can use a tip corner. Okay, so we had a separate newsletter, so this is our second newsletter. So it's different from the last, but it's very much a newsletter as well, and it's a product-driven, and we like this one as well as we like the first one. Don't forget to add segments for your newsletter, for your different topics, for your different products. Some people like to, like, you know, just have you know, just paragraph after paragraph. A lot of people like to segmentize because if you want to go to music specifically and that's your interest, you might read that only or, you know, and skim everything else. But if you go to literature and you see literature, you might, like, you know, read through that quickly, you know, giving people control over, you know, what they perceive and, you know, their observation of what they read. So they said that it's a good idea. Don't forget to list your major achievements in your newsletters. So, like here at A Theory of Parenting, one of our major achievements will be completing Trendsetters at Recovery High. That will be done next month. It goes into production. Having 3 years of service is something that we like to remind our audience that our first three books are available, and that's the first 3 years of service. So we have one on year one, one on year two, and one on year three. Having 13 books at Amazon.com was something that we like to include. Having poems with World Poetry Movement was definitely a big thing for us to have our poem published in the book. Also having videos at YouTube because it made us have a creative process that was visual and not just a still life picture, but definitely a chance to hear us do some recitals and a little bit of music. So that was very you know, good for us. And also to have songs written and have a album song I sing and more of that coming available. So number 15 was name your company. Make sure that you say your company's name, A Theory of Parenting, on Blog Talk Radio. Talk about products, why it's unique, and needs that it solves, and specify those needs. Share reasoning for development of the product. Talk of target marketing. Show photos of products and details. Explain how to order your products or how to get the products. So we have most of ours at, you know, different online sites, and you'll be able to find us there. Our target market was the family, and the reason for development is because, you know, the parent is, the family is the foundation of a community, and once you've reached the parents, the teens, and the family, you know, you are, you know, really there at a market that consumes. So, we could talk about the products and why they're unique. We're black, one, you know, or Negroes, and that's unique to have some of the things that we have. And also because we are from a, we have family that, you know, I graduated from college and now I have a son. So that's good to say that we're blacks that with, you know, college degrees, and we're not, you know, some of the other, you know, demographics that's available. We are, you know, in our own market, in our own targeted space as well. And also just to solve communication efforts, you know, for the family. My name is Tammy Joyner. You're here at the European Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about our newsletter, and we're talking about key components for starting your own newsletter. Okay, so number 16 was increase audience awareness. That make sure that you do that. Make them aware, more aware of your company, more aware of your blog, more aware of your business. Talk about education on a problem for improvements. The, you know, if this is education on a problem that you're having, but your newsletter, your product solve problems, say that. Tell people if you're a cause, if you advocate, tell them if you boast. Post your donations in your newsletters, and also both letters from consumers, both reviews, and you know, solve again your problems with your products and your literature, and you know, with your bonding efforts and whatever you use in your particular business and field. Okay, talk of case history, how you've helped you know, solve problems. And so that you could say you donate products, et cetera. You give money. You can say that the communication helps other communication platform helps others communicate, that you work with other families, you work with other people, other teams, that your interviews help other people. Just say that, you know, just helping working in the community is helpful. Okay. Introduce your scale. Like Markel Green is my son. He's a Goodwill employee. He has a driver's license. He's completed his high school diploma. He's, you know, a co-creator here at Theory of Parenting. He's an author. He helps in the books that we do. The literature, you know, includes him in there about him. You know, sometimes he works with the layout or approves the layout. Our co-creator here, Markel Green, also contributes to some of the literature we do, like Trendsetters at Recovery High. His portfolio was used to help establish the subject matter in the books. He is the reason for the foundation of the program. He's the reason for the program at you know, all together, we probably wouldn't do a blog on teens and parents if we were not a family of teens and parents, or, you know, a child and, you know, the family. And we'll continue even after he's a teen, because we'll talk to other teens about being a teen. We've grown up and we understand. So we'll continue to do that. Don't forget your staff members are important, coming happenings, and, you know, what's going on in their lives. So Trendsetters at Recovery Chicago are going for production in April, and after that we'll have to discuss book tours and where you'll have sightings of us at different locations. So with that, we'll have more for you later. Discuss milestones like the first, second, and third year of service books. If you have those available for your business, don't forget to discuss those. Now, you're here at the Area Parent on Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking about our newsletter. So we started our newsletter with a big heading, and it says at the Area Parent on blogtalkradio.com. And we started our first idea and product was Trendsetters at Recovery High, and it basically has a caption of the price of the book, when it will be completed, and when it will go into production. And it tells says that we're almost there. So don't forget to give yourself a big hooray if it's an inter-office type newsletter. Some of them go out that way, and then you have things that you publish for your audiences. So this was an inter-office, so we decided to say we're almost there and to have that, you know, as a part of our Good Job program. Okay, so the next icon we used was a Blog Talk Radio icon, and it says the show averages about one per week, equal to about 5 shows per month, with a total of about 60 shows per year and no less. And we've done a great job, and we'll continue to do that, and we have that there. And the next part of our newsletter for this particular half was Amazon.com, and it says Amazon website featured 13 books from Team ATP. Great job. So we have 13 books at Team ATP, and we thought that was a great job, and we also have 2 MP3s there, and we've done all of this in 3 years. And we didn't have any idea of how to get started when we started. We just thought it was a great communication effort, and a platform as a blog was, you know, definitely that, and we just started there and kept going, okay? And it says, the next is the icon of Rebirth Nation, and it says, Rebirth Nation has published Unconditional Love and Lord Have Mercy on Me as a digital MP3 to many websites, including Amazon. So it's for sale there for 99 cents, per download. So that was great, and we thought that was a great job. Okay, and then it has a Facebook icon, and said Facebook has been successful with the pages, the boosts, the views, the messages, and the posts have helped to create a wonderful timeline and a wonderful media page. So we have both boosts sometimes that we reach 2,000 people, sometimes we reach more, and we continue to boost. So therefore, we are reaching an audience and getting our show out there so people can, you know, see the pop-ups and know that Theory of Pairing on Blog Talk Radio is there for them to, you know, to review. Okay? And so then we have our Flickr icon, and the Flickr page is doing well with over 400 pictures to boast. So if you haven't had a chance to stop by our Flickr page, we have over 400 pictures, and I think we're there twice, so it could be more pictures than that, but we have at least that many, and we hold those. We're not always asking for you know, people or contacts, but we're basically using it as a, you know, a book, as a page, you know, to also create books and also to help us, you know, just catalog our pictures. So we have a lot of those. Okay, and then we have a YouTube icon, and the YouTube videos for ATP are doing well. Some have over 100 views each, and they may not seem like a lot to you, but we don't contact people and tell them, go to our YouTube page. We don't say go to our Flickr. We really don't, you know, request friends at Facebook. It's those people that realize that we have and know that it's a communication effort, it's a platform, and is worthy and worth something, and they go ahead and find us. And when they do, you know, those are the targeted market people. Those are the people who feel it's interesting enough and worthy for them to go ahead and take notice of what we're doing. And therefore, we won't have an influx of the wrong audience, you know, posting on our page, disturbing the page, and, you know, misusing the pages. So we just wait for people to fan us and to say, give us requests, and then we, you know, greet them with, you know, yeses that way. But we really don't reach out. So that's going to conclude our show and also conclude our newsletter. And we'll do you know, more in the next half to say where we've been, where we've gone, and what we've done, and where we're going. So until next time.